All right, we are in week number 3 of the Ten Commandments. Today we're going to look at Commandments 4 through 8. Last week we looked at the first three. You remember some of the finger exercises we were doing last week? We'll do it again. First commandment, everybody get their pointer finger out there. Everybody. One, the number one, commandment one, there's only one God. You shall have no other gods before me. Two fingers. What letter does that look like? V. V can stand for vain. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Commandment number two. Three, Salem on a typical Sunday morning has worship, Sunday school, fellowship. Actually, today I could say worship, service, and fellowship. Three things. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You can put your fingers down for now. These first three commandments are about our relationship with God. It's a vertical dimension. God and you, God and me, and the remaining seven commandments are about our relationships with others. These next seven are more of a horizontal dimension between me and you, between you and another person, that horizontal in these next commandments. We're going to get the fingers out again. Next commandment is what? Four, right? One, two, three, four. Father, mother, sister, brother. Four, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the earth. Five, this one gets kind of tricky. Take these last three fingers, curl them in, and use your pointer and thumb. It looks like a gun. You shall not commit murder. You shall not kill. Six. Six sounds like sex. You shall not commit adultery. Seven, for those of us that remember the old 7-Eleven stores, I mean, there's, I think, a couple in the Twin Cities, but you know, seven, you remember seven? You shall not steal from a 7-Eleven store or from any store or from anybody. 7-Eleven. Eight, this one gets tricky. Go four fingers on both, you know, curl your thumbs in, and it looks like a bear claws. Eight, you shall not bear false witness. Now, you do realize, God doesn't want us to lie. That's what bearing false witness is. So just don't lie about your neighbor. Don't lie about anything else. And I think next week after we do 9 and 10, I should do a quiz. Quiz on remembering all 1 through 10. Now, these five have to do with our relationships with people. The fourth commandment is about family, honoring one's parents. And the ones that follow, for me anyways, somehow go in a descending order. What's the worst thing that you can do to somebody? Kill them. Next worst thing, commit adultery. Next worst thing, steal something that belongs to them. Next, lie about them. It's one of the ways I remember is that descending order. But guess what? If you break one of them, it's like breaking all of them. So it doesn't matter if it was just a little commandment that you broke or a big nasty one that you broke. When you break one, it's like breaking them all. Now, in the first lesson that Richard read today from Matthew, Jesus was asked, which commandment is the greatest? And my hunch is the person that was asking this question was thinking about the Ten Commandments, all of the rules and commands that God had given to the people. And so he was expecting Jesus to say, whichever one was the greatest. But Jesus summarized those commandments and he said, love God. That is the greatest commandment. But there's a second one just like it, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. There are two great commandments, love God, love your neighbor. When we love God and when we love our neighbor, we keep the Ten Commandments. When we love God and we don't love our neighbor, we are breaking the Ten Commandments. It is all about love. Love for God, love for our neighbor. So I was thinking this week about neighbors and neighborhoods and loving our neighbors. It's easy sometimes to help our neighbors, the people that live next door or in the same block, because we know them, we trust them. But it's not quite as easy to love and to help somebody that we might not know, to help and love somebody that we might not like. It's a little bit more difficult. But that's what God calls us to do, to love and to help everyone. And that's what we are doing following this worship service today. We will do some work projects around the church which are important and good for us to do. But we are also going to do some helping of the neighbors that we might not know, helping them by tying some blankets, knitting hats and mittens, making bookmarks, putting together hygiene kits, loving God, loving our neighbor, all of them. Amen.